Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled Waters of Encouragement was written by John Blaze. I call it the Lean to Green Miracle. It's happened every spring for more than 15 years. Coming out of the winter months, the grass in our yard is dusty and brown. So much so, a casual passerby might believe it's dead. Colorado has snow in the mountains, but the climate on the plains, the Front Range, is dry, with most warmer months full of drought warnings. But every year, around the end of May, I turn on the sprinklers. Not huge amounts of water, but simply small, consistent waterings. And in about 2 weeks, what was dry and brown builds up into something lush and green. That green grass reminds me how vital encouragement is. Without it, our lives and our faith can resemble something almost lifeless. But it's amazing what consistent encouragement can do to our hearts, minds, and souls. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians emphasizes this truth. The people were struggling with anxiety and fear. Paul saw he needed to bolster their faith. He urged them to keep up the good work of encouraging one another and building each other up. He knew that without such refreshment, their faith could wither. Paul experienced this firsthand, for those very same Thessalonian believers had been an encouragement to him, building him up. You and I have the same opportunity to encourage, to help one another bloom and grow. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 4 through 11. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with Him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the encouragement we've received from others. Help us to be an encouragement to someone else today. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Stephen Tabor, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.